The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Anna Crane's going to block the attempt there of Sage Martin. And coming out of there with it will be Axtell, trying to go coast-to-coast. Sees it, Melama does, puts it up too strong. Ball deflected out into the hands of Schnell. She'll take a quick shot from seven and hit it. A 7-0 run by Axtell.
Tonight, his trip to the state tournament is on the line as the Axtell Wildcats battle the Blue Hill Bobcats in the D15 district final. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Blue Hill in the man-to-man defense, and now they force a turnover in the backcourt. So difficult to advance the basketball against this team. Now Hubble gets the pass, tipped right back to her underneath the hoop, puts it in for two.
Axtell's 110 straight looks for their second trip to the state tournament in 20 years. Blue Hill's even hotter, winning 19 straight and looking to avenge their district volleyball loss to Axtell. It's the Wildcats and Bobcats coming up next, but for the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Adams Central High School in Hastings with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, from Adams Central High School, the New Tech Seed pregame show on the air as we get ready to send a girls basketball team to the state tournament. It's Axtell and Blue Hill for the D1 Girls District Championship. Axtell 20-5, Blue Hill 21-2, and we'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
And welcome back to Adams Central High School. I want to say a big thank you to Ed Shagru, athletic director, and all the fine folks here as we look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Axtell will be the visitors today, and they'll go with number 10, a 5'4 senior, Kit Wells. Number 15, 5'6 sophomore, Reagan Miller. Number 24, 5'10 senior, Hannah Kring. Number 32, 5'9 sophomore, Season Melama. And number 34, 5'10 sophomore, Sophie Melama. The head coach is Kelly Cooksley, assisted by Callie Arnold. Axtell is 20-5 on the season. They defeated Overton and Elm Creek in the sub-districts. For Blue Hill, number one is a 5'5 sophomore, Kenzie Hubble. Number two is a 5'6 sophomore, Eurico Hernandez-Pyle. Number three, a 5'5 senior, Lene Komacher. Number 15, 5'9 senior, Mackenzie Willicott. And number 40, a 5'11 senior, Adrian Lipker. The head coach of the Bobcats is Tim Streff, assisted by John Coffey and Raylene Jamison. Blue Hill has won 19 in a row, ranked third in the state at 21-2. They defeated Harvard and Red Cloud in the sub-district. So those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, and we'll tip it off right after this.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from a wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader, wishing the best of luck to all of the athletes in tonight's game. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by Blue Hill. The Bobcats, 21-2, have the ball from left to right. Zone defense here early on for Axtell. At 20-5, they'll go from right to left. Kenzie Hubble with the basketball. Willicott and Komacher, the two big guns here for Blue Hill. They average about 37 a game. From the free throw line, the first jumper of the game is up and in by Kenzie Hubble. And Blue Hill has our first points of the contest, 2-0. They will put some pressure defense on across the timeline as Mellowith throws it down the baseline and throws it away. We got Terry Anstein, Brian Shaw, and his officiating crew doing the ball game tonight. We had some technical difficulties early. We apologize. We did have a couple of interviews with the coaches, so we'll just tell you what they said as the game moves along. Lipker at the free throw line, kicks it out of the wing, three-pointer on the way. It's going to come up short, and Hannah Kring will get the rebound here for Axtell. They'll push it up the floor on the right wing with Miller. Kicks it back out top, Melema. Melema back over. Miller and her just playing catch right now. Also a zone defense here by the Bobcats, trying to trap whoever has the ball. Axtell does not score the amount of points that Blue Hill does throughout the season. As they rotate it over, Miller's going to cast up a three. It's over everything, but the ball's dropped out of bounds by Blue Hill. Mackenzie Willicott was looking up the floor before she captured the rebound. And so Axtell will get a break. Axtell's going to have to shoot the ball extremely well tonight because Blue Hill is going to get their points. As Axtell throws it in, nearly an over and back violation, about an inch away. Now they're in trouble. Will they burn a timeout? They should. And now we've got a blocking foul to bail them out. Trapped right across the timeline and against the sideline was Season Melema. Then she decided it's time to clear some space, and hitting the ground was Mackenzie Willicott, and Willicott will be called for the foul. And that is the first of the basketball game. Willicott averages 21, Komacher 15. And Axtell really having some troubles here early on, just moving the basketball. 2-3 zone. Kicking it into the right-hand corner, and Willicott will step in front and steal the basketball away. 6:20 to go, first quarter, and Blue Hill has a 2-0 lead, and both teams with some early jitters. Bobcats have it on the left wing to Komacher. Back up top to Hubble. Swings it over to the right wing to Pyle. Dump it down inside. Willicott, turnaround jumper, defended well. It hits the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Season Melema. Up ahead to Kit Wells. A taller team here for Blue Hill, and so it'll be tough for Axtell to get it in, but they try to get it in there to Sophie Melema. Back out top to Season. Hannah Kring leads the way for Axtell at over 14 points. She's got it inside, poked away from behind by Lipker, and out of bounds. And Coach Kelly Cooksley is going to go to the bench early on here. As Axtell will sub in. Looking to get the ball in. Take it to the left wing. Three-pointer on the way. Melema over everything. And as they go for the rebound, Sam Trampy got the ball. And a foul is going to be called here on Blue Hill. And it looks like the foul will be on Lene Komacher. Her first and the team's second. Axtell will throw it into the high post. Ball fake Kring. One-hand runner down the lane. Hits the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Mackenzie Willicott. Run out 2-on-1. And a foul called on Axtell. The shot sits on the rim but won't go. Two free throws coming up for Lene Komacher. And the first foul of the game will be called for Axtell on Season Melema. So a pair of free throws coming up. Great crowd on hand here tonight as the free throw skips in and out. For Komacher, still 2-0. Second free throw on the way, and it bounces around, no good. The rebound brought down by Hannah Kring. Kring almost loses her balance, was able to get it over to Trampy up the floor. They'll get it into the hands of Jordan Popple, and she has it stripped away, trying to grab it and going the other way. The ball is loose and thrown out of bounds. The ball rolled about 35 feet before Kenzie Hubble grabbed it and tried to hit Willicott. And Blue Hill with their first turnover of the contest. 2-0, 5:20 to go here in the first quarter. No fluidity to this game as of yet into the front court. Ball taken away again. Axtell just getting it ripped out of their hands, and Komacher will come away with the steal. So 2-0, and Blue Hill gets it to the high post to Lipker over on the wing. Three-pointer on the way. It's way short, but then a box-out foul on Axtell. Jordan Popple fouled Kumbacher. This should be after the shot. Let's see if that's what they call. They're lining up to shoot free throws, but this was clearly after the shot, and that's exactly what they're going to call. Good call by the official, and it was definitely after the shot. It's going to be on Jordan Popple. Just a foul that did not need to be committed there. And Blue Hill is going to get the opportunity to have the basketball for a second time. Don't forget Kearney Catholic Central City, currently on ESPN 1550, or 1460, 1550 is Hastings and Holdridge. As the inbounds pass comes to the high post, and Adrian Lipker grabs the basketball and scores. 4-0 from the free throw line. And the ball poked away from behind again. We're going to get a jump ball. Axtell starting to get a little antsy, a little frustrated. The arrow does point the way of the Wildcats, so they'll maintain possession with 4:46, but they haven't even had a look inside the arc yet. They've missed a couple of threes, and that's been about it, a one-hand runner that didn't go for Kring. On the wing on the outside, pushing the ball around the court here, looking. Axtell trying to make something happen. Wildcats were working around to Popple. Drop it into the corner. Ashley Snell with the basketball, and it's thrown away again. Fifth turnover by Axtell, something we talked about before the game with Coach Cooksley, is taking care of the ball. They were more concerned about having problems against the full court pressure, but with only 4 points, Blue Hill hasn't been able to press much. The turnovers are in the half court. Kumbacher brings it into the front court. Lene gets it underneath to Willicott. Her arm is grabbed, and two free throws are coming up. Battle of attrition in the first 4 minutes. Foul is on Kit Wells, her first, and the team's third. And at the line to shoot two will be Mackenzie Willicott. The first one is up, and it is in. And Willicott will have her first point of the championship. High school basketball brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Second free throw rattles in and out. And the rebound will be brought down by Ashley Snell. Snell brings it into the front court and fires it over to Kit Wells. Entry pass tipped away, and another turnover for Axtell. Run down by Kumbacher. Hits the trailer. Willicott, the shot is up and in. 7-0. And for Coach Cooksley, what do you do? Yes, it's a run, but a timeout's not going to keep you from turning the basketball over, and that's the frustrating part right now. For Axtell, Blue Hill taking what's given to him, driving the baseline, the short jumper no good. Kring got the rebound, back up no good, and then it's out of bounds and an over-the-back foul on the Bobcats. Hannah Kring notch her up for two more rebounds, but Axtell needs points. Foul is on Kenzie Hubble, her first. And Axtell will throw it in. They get it to Kring, double team, blocked on the shot, attempted, taken away. Willicott comes out of there with a basketball. She'll push the ball up the floor here for Blue Hill, leading it 7-0 with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. High post, turnaround jumper, comes up short for Lipker, and the rebound brought down to the paint by Ashley Snell. Snell outlet pass, front court, right side, Miller. Back out top for a three-pointer. It's off the iron, Kit Wells, no good. Bodies hit the floor for the rebound. Melama, it's picked up on the outside, and an 18-footer is no good. Reagan Miller, and boy, this is just a physical game inside. More bodies hit the ground. And give credit to Axtell. They're doing a good job of controlling the boards. And a foul here on Lipker. Adrian, her first. Four fouls now on Blue Hill. Three on Axtell. Axtell gets it in. Shoots the three-pointer. The lefty Snell. It's too strong. 0-4. Rebound comes out into the hands of Lene Kumbacher. We talked in the early going of the game that Axtell was going to have to shoot well. Well, 0% is not well. 7-0, 3 minutes in. Here is the three-pointer on the way by Hernandez Pyle. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Lipker. And a foul called as Schnell hits the ground. And the foul is on Lipker. She's called over the back. Her second foul, and checking in will be Sydney Strasburg. Now, Coach Streff only plays six girls with any regularity when the game is close. And he wasn't very pleased about that call at the other end. So when they're in foul trouble, that does present some problems. Reagan Miller's three, short again. Rebound Kring on the way up. It won't go, but she is fouled. But Axtell needs to take a breath and don't throw it up there. Shoot the basketball. That's what you're seeing, throwing it up there and not shooting it. And the foul on Kenzie Hubble, her second. And the first point of the game is a free throw from Hannah Crane. Again, on our network of stations, we've got Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 on ESPN, AM 1460. It's Kearney Catholic Central City, 1550 Hastings and Holdridge, and on 1230 AM KHAS, St. Cecilia and Centura. All the games are on PlatteRiverPreps.com online. Crane hits the second free throw, and it's 7-2 Blue Hill. 2.5 to go here in the first quarter of play, and the ball is taken away. Willicott drove into the double team, lost the handle. Wells up the floor to Melama, left baseline. Again, just trouble standing up. Here's a three-pointer on the left wing that is no good by Kit Wells. And the rebound pulled down by Blue Hill. Pushing the ball up the floor will be Willicott, who has 3 of the 7 points. Ball between the circles here for Komacher. Back over to Hernandez Pyle. Left wing three-pointer Willicott on the way. It hits the rim short, no good. Rebound brought down by Sam Trampy. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, D15 championship, Blue Hill 7, Axtell 2, high post, Kring, she turns, she walks. And the ball actually went in the hoop for once. But a walk called as Kring tried to step through the double team at the high post. 7 turnovers in the first quarter, and now Kring comes out. And that makes Axtell an even shorter basketball team. Blue Hill will get it to Lene Komacher. Komacher, long outlet pass to Hernandez Pyle, wide open with Strasburg, but they didn't get it to her. So out to Willicott. Skip pass over to Pyle. Hernandez Pyle up top. Here's Komacher for the three. Off the iron, no good. Ball batted away. Grabbed by Hernandez Pyle, and then as she tries to kick it back out of the wing, out of bounds it goes. Let's try and get a little settle down into this basketball game. On the floor right now for Axtell, both Season and Sophie Melama, Ashley Snell, Sam Trampy, and Jordan Popple. You have got Bobcats of Blue Hill in a little early foul trouble. They stay in a 2-1-2 zone with Strasburg in the middle of it. And Axtell, with no height on the floor, takes the outside shot, and it is good. Jordan Popple hits the 12-footer, and it's 7-4, and Blue Hill has gone a while without scoring. And the inbounds pass is thrown away by the Bobcats. It was deflected by Schnell and went off the arm of Lindsey Hafer, who just checked in. And Blue Hill turns it over. So Blue Hill starting to get drugged down into what has been a non-fluid first quarter. And then Axtell throws it away again. And Blue Hill comes up with the layup and scores. And that's how they've got a few of their points. Not many points, but Komacher takes it coast to coast, 9-4. Axtell to Popple on the right wing. Couple of dribbles, skip pass over to Melama. Season steps into the double team, 9-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Hafer. She's trying to dribble out of traffic there. Does, and gets it to Willicott. 9-4 with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter, Blue Hill. In a game that would have you behind in anything else that you played in the postseason. But Willicott, finally, nice drive down the left baseline, pulls up from 6. And McKenzie with 5 points. That was the best-looking shot we've seen so far. 20 seconds to go. Melama, a three. All met for Season Melama. First three by either team. 1 of 7 from the outside for Axtell. 12 seconds to go. Ball in Wilcott's hand. She drops it in the backcourt. 10-second count on. They break it. Strasburg's unguarded, and she'll hit the layup. So from a near turnover to a layup, and that's the end of the first quarter in the girls' D15 district championship. Blue Hill 13, Axtell 7 on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the first 5 minutes of that first quarter is burn the film. It was 4-0. We started to see it pick up a little bit over the last 3 minutes, and it's now 13-7. Blue Hill leads it by 6. 5 points for McKenzie Willicott, and Blue Hill will get the ball to start the second quarter. Over to a three-pointer, Komacher. She'll hit the front of the iron, no good. 0 of 5 from the outside. Rebound, Kit Wells. Quick outlet pass into the front court, Miller. Nothing there. Kicks it back to Melo. Pulls up from the right elbow. Jumper rolls around the rim. No good. Willicott will grab her third rebound. 5 boards in the first quarter for Blue Hill. 10 for Axtell. As Hernandez Pyle keeps it outside the arc to the high post, Lipker, who had 2 early fouls. The original starters back on the floor for both teams. 13-7. Lipker swings it on the left wing. Gets it to Komacher. Back up top to Hubble, who hit the game's first shot. Back to Lipker. Free throw line jumper good. Adrian Lipker with her second bucket, and an 8-point lead here for Axtell, for Blue Hill, 15-7. Axtell with the basketball. Skip pass. Took a while to get over to Kit Wells. Back up top to Melama. Working it around the perimeter, leaving Kring on a high post. Now down low, Sophie Melama. Shot no good. Partially blocked. Offensive rebound, Kring, and she's fouled. Looked like Adrian Lipker got the blocked shot. And at the line, Hannah Kring. 2 of 2 at the line for Axtell, and they came from Kring. 1 of 4 for Blue Hill. The foul's on Hernandez Pyle, her first. Free throw by Kring on the way, and it is good. Blue Hill, the definite favorite tonight, 21-2. Even Axtell with 20 wins, looked at as the underdog. They're not in the rankings. Second free throw up, and it's in and out, no good. Willicott brings down the rebound. That means Axtell has to do all the little things right. Make free throws is one of them. Axtell puts a little pressure on. Blue Hill breaks it. Hernandez Pyle so long that she's open. She double clutches, and then the ball slips out of her hand on the three-point attempt and goes out of bounds. Blue Hill is 0 of 6 from three-point land. Axtell is 1 of 7. And Blue Hill decides not to put any pressure on. 6:40 to go here in the first half. 15-8. Blue Hill in control. Working around the perimeter, Miller. Down to the baseline, they get it to Sophie Melama. Back out top to Kit Wells. Over to Season, back to Wells. Here's Miller, starts to drive. One dribble cut off by Willicott. Ball fake, nowhere to go for Axtell. With no inside game, this is going to be tough for the Wildcats. Melama tries to force it inside. It's off the foot of Willicott and out of bounds. Score updates for you. Giltner and Spaulding tied at 10 after 1. Kearney Catholic leads the Central City girls 13-9 after 1. Axtell on the inbounds, misses the shot, and Hannah Kring goes over the back and commits her first foul. So back over to Blue Hill, the fourth foul overall on Axtell. 7 have been called to the Bobcats, 15-8. Pressure lobbed over the top. Nice little touch pass that time by Lipker, but Axtell got a hand on it and knocked it away. And here comes the triplets back in. Ashley Snell, Sam Trampy, and Jordan Popple. Axtell trying to use a little bit of their depth in case this one stays close into the fourth quarter. Inbounds pass to Willicott. They sag on her. She's not looking to shoot the three. Wide open at the top of the key. Lobs it over to Komacher on the left wing. Axtell now trying to match up a little more. They get it to Lipker at the free throw line. Over to Hernandez Pyle. Starts to drive right wing and kicks it back out. They'll reverse it over to Komacher. Pretty simple offense for the Bobcats. They'll take an 18-footer. Hubble off the top of the circle. No good. Rebound brought down by Season Melama. Melama will push it up on the right wing. Keeps coming. Gets into the paint. Then tries to kick it back out. It's picked off by Kenzie Hubble. And Hubble will go to the other end and score. Another turnover into points, and it is 17-8, Blue Hill by 9. That has been about the extent of the scoring for Blue Hill. Kring trying to make some room in the lane, dribbles around two defenders and puts up the 5-foot runner and hits it. I'll tell you what, it's well defended. Kring just taking a chance that they're not going to poke that away. 17-10, Blue Hill. Over to Komacher. Drives left corner around the defender. Ball knocked out of her hands, but right into the hands of Willicott. Willicott trapped on the left baseline. She'll kick it out. Trying to get the steal is Snell. And we're going to get a jump ball. And the arrow will point the way of Axtell. The fifth turnover for Blue Hill. Coming up at half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, update other scores from around the state tonight as district basketball is taking place. Again, here's a drive into the paint by Kring. One-hand scoop. Can't get it to go that time. Rebound brought down by Lipker. And she'll hand it off to Hubble. Hubble into the front court. Again, they just run three around the perimeter and run the high-low post and a three-pointer on the way. No good that time by Komacher. They're still looking for their first one, and out of bounds it goes to Axtell. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Here comes Lindsey Hafer into the ball game. She's a 5'7 sophomore. And for Axtell, they'll return Reagan Miller and Sophie Melema. 4:25 to go before halftime, 17-10. Blue Hill with the lead. Blue Hill averages 60 points a game, just 50 for Axtell, and that has started to climb a little bit over the last month. Axtell ball around the perimeter, get it down to the left block. There's Kring in between the double team. Her shot rattles around off the glass, and then it goes in. Kring with all five of Axtell's points here in the second quarter. 4 minutes to go before half, and the outlet pass is underthrown to Willicott, stolen away by Sophie Melema. And Sophie will bring it up because there was nobody to pass it to. Hits the trailer Wells. Between the circles, she'll swing it over to Snell. Skip pass back over to Miller. Try to get it down low to Melema. Deflected out of bounds. No, it was not deflected. It was just out of bounds off Axtell. And now we'll have a timeout called by Blue Hill. 3:46 to go in the first half. It's Blue Hill 17 and Axtell 12. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
Along with our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Adams Central, the girls' D15 district championship. Some other scores, Holdridge leading Hastings 11-10 after one, and Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Centura are tied 14-14 at the end of the first quarter. As we come back to action, Blue Hill out of the timeout, tries to lob it inside, underthrows it, and Hannah Kring steals it, brings it into the lane, 10-foot jumper, partially blocked, and Willicott will come away with the rebound. Outlet pass, they want to run, Blue Hill fouled. And I'll tell you what, it's kind of a circus down there. When they get that press broke on either side, there is always somebody wide open. They're overplaying the ball in the backcourt defensively. And if they break the press, it's a long outlet and try to run out. Foul going to be called on Ashley Snell, her first, and the team's fifth. Blue Hill to throw it in underneath their own hoop with Hubble. Right underneath, Lipker's open. She'll get the layup. 6 points for Lipker, and it is 19-12. Blue Hill by 7. 3:20 to go here in the first half. Moving right along, Axtell between the circles. Gets it to Wells. Over to Melema, to Kring. Started to have some success inside. Drives, the official started to blow his whistle. He put his arm in the air but didn't blow the whistle, and Axtell loses it away for the 11th time. And the Bobcats have the ball with a chance to go back up by double digits. Here's a 19-footer, top of the key. Hubble, no good. Board comes into the corner, and it is saved by Willicott. Her sixth rebound, out for another three. And again, it's no good. Another offensive rebound, Lipker. And finally, a hand check foul called. And again, Melema boxed out Komacher to the ground. They've already called a foul on a box out after a three, and they could have done it again. Back into the ball game is Jordan Popple for Axtell. Kit Wells will check out. That was her second foul. Also Snell in. And for the Bobcats, they'll bring Hernandez Pyle in and bring Hafer out. 19-12 Blue Hill. 2:43 to go here in the second quarter. Bobcat ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it into the corner. Nobody on Hernandez Pyle, but the three-pointer still won't go. Rebound brought down by Season Melema, her third. She'll push it up with a left-hand dribble. Stop at the top of the circle. Axtell does that almost every time. They just want to run offense, not try transition. Not much anyway. Popple into the corner. Back up top, setting for a three. Firing the three. Schnell, no good. Ball loose in the lane. We get a jump ball. Arrow will point the way of Blue Hill as Willicott and Melema were tied up. That's the seventh rebound for Mackenzie Willicott. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Sandhill Stedford leading Bertrand 13-2 after the first quarter. Here it's Willicott into the front court. Hands it off there to Hubble. Hubble almost lost the handle. Trying to poke it away is Snell. To Hernandez Pyle, back up top Hubble. To Komacher. Lipker at the high post. Hernandez Pyle drives inside of Snell. And it is blocked from behind by Kring, and Kring takes it away. Over to Melama. Melama pushes it up the floor. Into the corner they get it to Snell. Double team, tries to force it inside. Axtell gives it right back. Willicott coast to coast. Contact and a late blocking foul. The right call on the blocking foul. Willicott will go to the line and shoot two. Be interesting to see the adjustments made at halftime, but the number one thing that Coach Kelly Cooksley talked about before the game was not turning the ball over. And they are doing it with regularity as Willicott misses the first free throw. For Willicott, she is a 70% free throw shooter on the season, averages 21.5 a game. She's one of three and has 5 points. Second one, no good. Rebound grabbed by Trampy, but can Axtell do anything with it? They've been limited to 12 points here. And for the Bobcats, one of their lowest halves of the year so far with 19. Miller left wing, gets it to the baseline. Kring, double team. Now four players around her. They reach in and just take the ball away. No jump, take it away. Komacher to the other end. She's fouled and will go to the line. Two free throws coming up for the Bobcats. And Lene Komacher missed too early. She has 2 points in the ball game. Turnover number 13 in the first half for Axtell. As the free throw is on the way, and it's good. And the thing that has to disturb Coach Cooksley about that is that Kring had the ball on the block with four Bobcats around her. There's no way, even after the steal, that they should have beaten the other four Axtell girls back, but they did. And the second free throw is up and in. So it's 21-12, Blue Hill by 9, a minute 20 to go here in the first half. Trampy on the left wing. Back up top they'll go to Jordan Popple, free throw line runner. High off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Komacher, her second. Into the front court to Hernandez Pyle. Kring has to come out and pick her up in the 2-1-2 zone. Skip pass over to Hubble. To the high post into Sydney Strasburg. One dribble, then thought about passing it and traveled with a basketball. Turnover number 8 on Blue Hill. 55 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 21-12, the winner heads to state. A wild card is out of the question for Axtell, and it looks like it's also out of the question for Blue Hill, even though they're fifth in the points. Fullerton's going to use one of them, and another one should go to a team that is right beside them. But they don't want to have to worry about it. Into Melama, she is trapped on the baseline. Another jump ball. Axtell is just not taking care of the basketball. The arrow does point their way with 41 seconds to go. So to throw it in will be Snell. Out on the wing to Trampy. Trampy to the high post. Open is Kring. 14-footer good. Hannah has all 7 points here in the quarter for Axtell. And it's 21-14, 30 seconds to go. Blue Hill with a quick outlet pass to Komacher. Hits the trailer Willicott. They'll settle it down momentarily with 25 seconds to go. Hernandez Pyle, they want to bring it out. Coach Streff says play for one. He finally gets his girls' attention. They don't have to kill much clock. We are down to 15 seconds. Pass knocked away. Out of bounds off Miller. 14 seconds to go here. Blue Hill trying to extend their 7-point lead. Strasburg to throw it in front of the Axtell bench. Right there to Hernandez Pyle. She's wide open but not looking to shoot. Then it's tipped away. She's on the ground. Secures the basketball out to Hubble. Over to Komacher. 5 seconds to Hubble. Back over to Hernandez Pyle. Drives around. Puts the shot up. Blocked from behind. Into Hubble's hands. Her shot at the buzzer. Bounces off the rim twice but will not go. And we are at halftime. Hide the women and children. That was not a pretty half of basketball for either team. Blue Hill, 21 points for a team that averages 60. Axtell, 14 points for a team that averages 50. Almost as many turnovers as points. And we'll see what can get shaked out or shooken out or whatever the proper English is at halftime. But it doesn't matter. All you got to do is win the ball game. Doesn't matter how you get it done. It's nerves. It's intensity. Blue Hill has never won a tournament game. They've been there four times, but they've never won one. Axtell's been there once in the last 20 years, so you can understand why there might have been a little tightness early on. Blue Hill 21 and Axtell 14. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is next.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And welcome back to Adams Central High School. The D15 Girls District Championship game is at the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it is Blue Hill 21 and Axtell 14. We'll give you some other scores as we are all basically tipping off at 7 o'clock, and everybody's going to be reaching halftime at about the same time. While we have a minute, let's tell you that tomorrow we've got the State High School Wrestling Duels, and you'll be able to hear those starting at 9 a.m. on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, all there in A. In B, Grand Island Northwest, Gibbon and Central City in C, and Amherst among the teams in Class D. A and D will go at 9, B and C will go at 10:30. And then the evening sessions, the third and fifth place matches are at 5, and the championship duels are at 7, and those will be live right here on Classic Hits. We'll also have the Kearney High boys at Omaha Central. Their A2 district semifinal is at 5:30 tomorrow afternoon on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The C and D boys have advanced on to their district finals. Class C will be on Monday. Let's run down some other action. We also want to mention tomorrow that the B5 gets underway with their play-in games. Hastings High will play Holdridge at 2, and that'll be followed by Grand Island Northwest playing Lexington at 3:45. Adams Central and Aurora receive the first-round byes, and they will play on Monday. As far as the boys' Class C and D districts go, those Class C districts will be held on Monday, and the Class D districts will be held on Tuesday. And we'll tell you more about them after this timeout.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Your boys' pairings for Monday's Class C districts, besides the Class A and B moving on to the next round. In C1, Grand Island Central Catholic and Gothenburg will play right here on Classic Hits at Kearney High School. And then on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, will be at Grand Island Central Catholic as St. Cecilia plays Ravenna. Also on Monday night, Sutton will play Aquinas in Seward at Concordia. Those games all tip at 7. At 8 o'clock, Southern Valley will play Bridgeport at North Platte High School. The Class D District Finals are on Tuesday. Here on Classic Hits, Kennesaw will play Amherst at Grand Island Northwest. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Wilcox Hildreth will play Riverside at Grand Island Central Catholic. Also in Class D boys action Tuesday, Ansley Litchfield will play Clearwater Orchard. That game will be held in Ord, and Bertrand will play Anselmo Myrna at Lexington. Halftime here in the girls' D15 championship game, Blue Hill 21, Axtell 14. The first half numbers are next.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Here's a look at the first half stats. First off, for the Wildcats of Axtell, Kit Wells, one rebound. Reagan Miller, one rebound. Sam Trampy, three rebounds and a blocked shot. Jordan Popple, 2 points. Hannah Kring, 9 points, four rebounds, two blocks. Ashley Snell, two rebounds. And Season Melema has the game's only three-pointer. She also has four rebounds. 7 points in each quarter. At the half for Axtell, 14 points, 15 rebounds. Three out of four at the free throw line, one of eight from three-point land, three blocked shots. And the big number, 13 turnovers. Season Melema, the only player, and Kit Wells, excuse me, that have two fouls for Axtell. For Blue Hill, Kenzie Hummel, 4 points. Eureka Hernandez-Pyle, one rebound. Lene Komacher, 4 points, two rebounds. Lindsay Hafer has a rebound. Mackenzie Willicott held to just 5 points here. She does have seven rebounds and a blocked shot. Adrian Lipker, 6 points, two rebounds. And Sydney Strasburg has 2 points. 13 points in the first quarter, eight in the second. At the half, Blue Hill, 21 points, 13 rebounds. 3 out of 8 at the free throw line, 0 of 9 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 8 turnovers. Foul situation, Lipker and Hubble each have 2. And at the half, 21-2, Blue Hill leads 20-5, Axtell 21-14. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll head you to the second half right after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Some other scores to bring to you at halftime on ESPN 1460. It's close. Kearney Catholic 19, Central City 15. On ESPN 1550, Hastings leads the top seed Holdridge at the half, 26-21. And on 1230 AM KHAS at the half, it is St. Cecilia 32, Centura 24. Also, Sandhill Stedford leads Bertrand at the half, 21-14. That's the same score we have here, 21-14 in favor of Blue Hill. And they'll get the ball to start the third quarter. Postseason basketball brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Well, both teams can shoot the ball better as it's deflected out of bounds here by Miller. But what kind of changes will we see here in the second half? Up top, Hubble. Bounce pass over to Hernandez Pyle. Looks like they're staying in that same offensive look at the free throw line. Lipker will put it up, no good. Rebound ripped down by Hannah Kring. That'll be her fifth. Up the floor with a left-hand dribble as Wells, but there's just no beating Blue Hill back here. A great job of the Bobcats. They're always the first ones down the floor, offensively or defensively. A three by Season Melima is no good. And the defensive board brought down by Willicott. That'll be her eighth. Has to clear some space, gets it up ahead to Hubble. She dribbles it off her foot, but it rolls right over to Lipker. So some of the same things we saw in the first half continuing here in the first minute of the second half. Hernandez Pyle starts to drive back to the right elbow. Lipker, skip pass, left wing. Back up top, Hubble, free throw line. Quick ball movement here by the Bobcats, but they're doubling Willicott. Get it up to the free throw line, Hubble. Her jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Hannah Kring. Her and Sophie Melima have both battled for the last rebound. That's a good sign for them. Miller for three in the right-hand corner, but it's no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Melima, and Sophie is going to draw the foul, although when you try a flat-footed putback, usually they'll give you credit for the block. The foul is on Komacher, her second. And the free throw is no good by Sophie Melima. For Axtell, they are a 60% free throw shooting team. And the second one by Sophie up and in, she's a 55% free throw shooter. So right there, 1-2. 21-15, Blue Hill breaks the press, throws over the top, 2-on-1. Hernandez Pyle, left-hand layup is good. 23-15. The 8-point lead now for Blue Hill. Their biggest lead, 9. Axtell dribbles into trouble in the corner. Miller throws over the top, out top to Wells. Over to Melima, tries to force it inside. Tipped and taken away by Hernandez Pyle. Now we got a jump ball or a timeout. We got a timeout first by Blue Hill. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 6:21 to go here in the third quarter. It's Blue Hill 23, Axtell 15.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Glad to have you along with us here at Adams Central High School. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. Tonight, the D15 Girls District Championship. It's Blue Hill 23, Axtell 15, 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Bobcats have scored a majority of their points on runouts and layups. Everything else has been tough to come by. Axtell tips the ball away again. Bobcats a little taller, but Axtell's extending that zone, getting into the passing lanes, getting to those long passes. Inbound to Hubble. Swings it over to Hernandez Pyle. High post Lipker. Swing it over for a three-pointer. Komacher puts it up. No good. 0-10 from three-point land, but it comes all the way out to the top of the circle, and Komacher will run down the loose ball down to Willicott. Turnaround jumper. McKenzie scores. Even with Sophie Melima putting a hand in her face. 7 for Willicott, and the lead down 10. 25-15, Axtell with the basketball, Miller. One dribble in the corner, gets it down low, Melima leans in, off the glass, tough shot is good. Sophie Melima with a tough shot, and Blue Hill had her well defended. Into the front court, the Bobcats throwing over two or three teammates. They get it to Hernandez Pyle. Back out top to Hubble. Skip pass over to Komacher, drives left side, is open, draws some contact, and a foul will be called. Two free throws coming up, so if you're going to double-team Willicott, somebody's going to be open, and Hannah Kring will pick up her second personal foul, trying to slide off to help. Komacher is 2-4 at the line, 4 points, and this one's up and in. 26-17. And here come the three subs in for Axtell, Snell, Trampy, and Popple. Staying in, Season Melima and Hannah Kring. Second free throw, Komacher right through there. Solane hits them both, 27-17. Bobcats by 10, 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. Snell, left wing, gives it off to Popple. Axtell up top to Melima. Axtell with just three seniors on their team as well. Inside, Popple tries to get a shot away. And a foul going to be called. The Blue Hill fans wanted a blocked, wanted a jump ball. Instead, they're going to not call it on Lipker. They're going to call it on Hernandez Pyle. And that's going to be her second foul. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good for Jordan Popple, her third point of the basketball game. And Lipker was a little emotional. She actually spiked the basketball. If that was a boy, there would have been a little look from the official. Second free throw, no good. Kring with the rebound, but her off-balance putback is no good. And Lipker will get the rebound, and here come Blue Hill. They try to triple-team the point guard, Hubble. She throws over the top, gets the ball back, swings it left wing to Komacher. 27-18, Bobcats. 16-footer, Hernandez Pyle, no good. Willicott offensive putback is good. Mackenzie Willicott with nine. And Blue Hill starting to settle in now. The Bobcats up by 11, 29-18. Axtell working around the zone, and they just flat out throw it away again. That is the 15th turnover, and I say again because, unfortunately for the Cats tonight, 15 turnovers, at least 10 of those are kind of giveaways. Either they've kept throwing it away, just like they did there to nobody, or they brought that ball down around their hips to the Bobcats double team and they just come in and take it. With it out front, the Bobcats a chance to extend the 11-point lead. Hubble nearly walked, right elbow to Hernandez Pyle, 10-footer, no good. Nobody box out Komacher, she gets the easy layup. Most of the points for Blue Hill have been in the paint, and they're now up by 13. Axtell with the basketball, skip it over to Snell. Into the corner to Melema. Sophie, ball above her head. Looking for somebody to pass it to. Forces it to the baseline, Snell. She'll try to throw it up top. It's knocked away Komacher, but it rolls out of bounds. And they're going to say it actually last touched Axtell off of Kit Wells. So Blue Hill will get the basketball. Leading at 31-18, and we're midway through the third quarter. Everything going Blue Hill's way. They would wish to have a few more points as they get it to Willicott. She's underneath the hoop. No good. Got her own rebound. Then she's tied up. And during that tie-up, the players end up on the floor as Snell and Willicott both grabbed it at the same time. The arrow points the way of Axtell. But the Cats have got to find a way to score. 18 points, and we are more than midway through the third quarter. Snell's pass is kicked. They have backed away somewhat from as many threes. They shot seven in the first quarter, only three since then. And Axtell will throw it in. Nobody guarding Snell, looking inside, but the Bobcats have it well scouted. So coming out to take it is Kring, takes an eight-footer. It bounces off the rim three times and in. And a timeout will be called here by Axtell. Their first of the basketball game brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with 3:30 to go. In the third quarter of play in the D15 Championship, Blue Hill 31, Axtell 20.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Halftime, O'Neill St. Mary's 43, South Loop 7. That's another halftime score. 31-20. Here's your score with 3:20 to go in the third quarter, and Willicott's wide open for another layup. So they have adjusted here in the second half, worked some screens on this zone, spread the floor a little bit better, and it's benefiting the Bobcats. They've got 12 here in the quarter already, and their biggest lead equaled again, 33-20. Axtell around the perimeter, just not much of the post game. Kring was driving into the second quarter, but They're just packing it in on her, trying to force it in. Willicott steals it away. Blue Hill is just flat out taken. Hannah Kring out of the ball game, making anybody else beat him, and they can't do it. So right now, that's the struggle for Axtell, and Blue Hill slowly, steadily getting the job done. Another free throw line jumper, Lipker. She loves that spot. It's no good. The second time it hit the rim, it actually went up and hit the support, so that deems it out of bounds and back over to Axtell. So what we thought would be a big part of the game, Blue Hill's press, has not been part of the game really at all here tonight. Axtell will have it into the front court. 33-20, again, just working it around the perimeter. Melima low post, Kring high post. Axtell will get a three. Miller is almost banked in, but it's no good, and the ball will be grabbed in the corner by Hubble. 1 of 11 from three-point land for Axtell. 0 of 10 for Blue Hill. Here's an 18-footer on the way that is no good by the Bobcats. Missing it is Komacher. The rebound brought down Sophie Melima. Up the floor, trying to beat them all back. The runner is up. It's off the window and in for Kit Wells. That's a big girl play right there. Bobcats did everything right except commit the little bit of a foul there. They had her outside the lane when she threw up that one-hand runner, and Wells with her first bucket of the ball game. Checking in for the Bobcats will be Hafer as the third foul is called on Hernandez Pyle. Free throw now by Wells. Good to complete the three-point play. 33-23, Blue Hill with 2:02 here in the third quarter of play. Bobcat basketball, Willicott to throw it in, gets it to Komacher. Hubble is out there along with Lipker and Hafer. Willicott gets by the defense, and it's poked away from behind, off Axtell and out of bounds on the baseline. For Axtell, they've got Snell, Popple, Trampy, Kring, and Season Melima. Inbounds pass comes on the wing to Komacher. Willicott has to wrestle out just to get the ball. Back up top, Hubble. Right on her is Snell. High post, Lipker. Swings it over wing, Komacher. Drives in, runs into the defender. They let it go. The ball is turned over. Axtell and Melima. Season did a good job just holding her ground. First turnover of the half for Blue Hill. Trying to post up Kring. Willicott sees the telegraph pass. Takes it 2-on-1 to Hubble. Layup good. Kenzie Hubble with 6. Great play by Willicott. 35-23. So when Axtell had a chance to get it to single digits, now they're down 12 again. Driving in, a little out of control. Snell has it taken away with the block and steal as Lipker to the other end, and a charging foul will be called on Komacher. Taking the charge is Popple. Lene with her third. 1:12 to go here in the third quarter of play, 35-23. Blue Hill got out big early, 8. And Axtell's never been closer than 5. The leads have been as big as 13. So not a lot of drama so far in this game, which is moving right along on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Keene, and Ayer. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. High post to Kring. Top of the key, Snell swings it over Melima for the three. No good. Rebound comes out long. Grabbed by Blue Hill. Komacher with it. Axtell really poking at the ball. You can hear the Blue Hill fans wanting a foul. High post, Lipker. Swing it over to Hafer. Back up top, settling it down is Hubble. Komacher now will bring it back. Skip it over to Willicott just to move the ball around the perimeter. Now Coach Streff says, let's kill the last 30 seconds. Miller went for the steal at the top of the key, didn't quite get it. Axtell's trying to defend the ball. They got to make sure they don't get burnt backside. That's what Blue Hill's trying to do here. 20 seconds to go. The Bobcats will have a double-digit lead going into the fourth. Komacher out front, unless they make a mistake here. And trying to make a steal, a foul going to be called on Axtell's Ashley Snell. Her second, only the second of the half. Hernandez Pyle comes back in with 12 seconds. And for Axtell, Sophie Melima. Plenty of time for the Bobcats as they'll throw it in by their bench with Lipker. Out to the midcourt stripe to Hubble. Back over to Hernandez Pyle. Willicott waiting on the right wing. Nobody covers Hubble. She'll shoot a 17-footer and hit it. And that's how the third quarter will come to an end. Axtell fires a three-quarter court. It's off the mark. And in the D1-5 final, going into the fourth quarter, Blue Hill has their biggest lead of the night. Bobcats 37, Axtell 23 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We go to the fourth quarter of the girls D15 District Championship here at Adams Central. The Blue Hill Bobcats 37, the Axtell Wildcats 23, and Blue Hill will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, led by Mackenzie Willicott, 11 points, 10 rebounds so far. With it, Lipker, right elbow, swings it over to Komacher against the 2-3 zone. Pass tipped away again. Bobcats don't use the bounce pass very often, and that's why Axtell is able to jump in the passing lanes from time to time. And again, it's slapped away by Miller, but cannot steal it. Still loose. Now it's slapped into the back court, but Hubble still runs it down, and now everybody's out of position. So the Bobcats hustle it into the front court to Hernandez. Pyle knocked out of her hands, but out of bounds. So Axtell is slapping a basketball a lot, but they're not getting the steals. Just one turnover in the half for Blue Hill, 9 in the game. Axtell had 5 more last quarter, and they've got 18 in the game. Skip pass over to Hernandez, pile up top. Hubble thought about it, didn't take it to Komacher. They're really packing the zone in now, and Blue Hill is more than happy to just pass the ball around. They do get it into Willicott. Great one-hand catch, and she'll hit the turnaround jumper. 13 for Mackenzie Willicott. And it's 39-23. Blue Hill with the lead. Axtell is led by Hannah Kring. She's got 11. Nobody else with more than 3. Rotating it around the perimeter is Melema. Puts one dribble back up top. But Axtell's going to have to start shooting the basketball. With the deficit that they have, they can't take 45 seconds to run the offense, and that's one problem. Usually it's not a problem for them, but it is now. And Axtell will get the basketball. For the inbounds, they send everybody to half court. Kind of freaks everybody out from time to time. Set up Miller, top of the key, 3. Too strong. And it's all Blue Hill to get the rebound. Hernandez Pyle with her second. Axtell is 1 of 13, and Blue Hill is 0 of 10 from three-point land. Driving baseline, Hernandez Pyle. Cut off there by Melema. Out top, Hubble. Reverse it over to Komacher on the left wing. Axtell doesn't want to come out of the zone. Komacher for 3, and there's the first one of the ball game. Lene Komacher now has 11 points, and it is 42-23. Axtell wants to call a timeout, and they get the timeout, I think, before Brian Shaw was going to call a foul. Timeout called. Axtell, what's in front of them? They've got to score as many points in the final 6 minutes as they've done in the first three quarters. They're down by 19. 42-23, Blue Hill. Looks like they're headed to state. We'll find out. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
6:15 to go in the ball game. Axtell out of the timeout, down 42-23. Will inbound it underneath their own hoop. They'll get it to Ashley Snell, trying to set up Melema off a couple of screens. Willicott breaks through the screen, covers her in the right corner. Melama runs out of real estate, loses her dribble, throws it at the feet of her sister Sophie, and turns it over for the 19th time here for Axtell. And Blue Hill will bring it into the front court. Hubble will swing it over to Hernandez Pyle. Ball between the circles, and you never know where the Bobcats are going to end up. But again, they're in that five slot, so I would imagine they're going to stay in that 4-5, possibly 6. I can't imagine they drop. So probably the 4-5 game is what Blue Hill has in front of them. Good pick and roll down low. Willicott lays it up and in on the assist from Adrian Lipker. And that is what has made the Bobcats so dangerous all year long, that high-low post game. Lipker can hit it from the free throw line. Hubble steals it. Then a tripping foul going to be called on Axtell. It goes on Sam Trampy. That'll be her first. Just the third foul of the second half. Don't forget, at the end of the basketball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, we will have all of the final stats, coaches' interviews, score updates, which we need to get you a few of. By the way, the D1 first-round games will be at Lincoln Southwest for the girls. The 4-5 matchup would be at 3:45, the final game of the four quarterfinals in D1. High post with it. Lipker swings it over on the right side. Kearney Catholic leading Central City 33-23 after three. Hastings leading Holdred 39-33 after three. Another lob in to Willicott, and they have found a way now to get McKenzie open. 5 in the first half and 12 here in the second half. 46-23. And Axtell has yet to score here in the fourth quarter. Melamo with the ball up top. Working, loses the dribble. O'Neill St. Mary's leads South Loop 59-13 after three. St. Cecilia leads Centura 43-32 after three. Spalding Academy leads Giltner 33-30 after three. As the ball's tipped away. 46-23 Blue Hill. Again, Axtell swept Blue Hill in the volleyball district championship, and Blue Hill's kind of putting the same whooping on them here tonight in the basketball game. Inbounds pass. Crane got free underneath the hoop, but is fouled. So Hannah will have to earn him from the line, where she is 3 of 4, leads her team with 11 points. The foul on Blue Hill will go on Hernandez Pyle. That is her fourth, but at this point, it will not matter, as the free throw is up and in, and Kring gets the first point of the fourth quarter here for Axtell. Axtell has had some troubles earlier in the year scoring the basketball, but nothing like this. Second free throw on the way, and it is in. So Kring hits them both. 36 against Meridian in the holiday tournament, their fewest points. Inbounds pass stolen away. Somehow Melama ends up on the ground. And it looks like the whistle is going to be for a jump. Just the second turnover for Blue Hill. Axtell will get the ball. But yes, the 36 points in the consolation game of their holiday tournament, the fewest they've scored all year. And right now they're on 25. Get it into Melama. Sophie will make some room. She'll put it up and in. And the timeout will be called here by Axtell. They will have two remaining. 4:08 to go in the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Another update, Sandhills Thedford leading Bertrand after three quarters, 33-25. And we're ready to get back to action here. Axtell trying to put some pressure on. Blue Hill able to get it up without passing the basketball. Kenzie Hubble still pressuring as she gets across the timeline over to Hernandez Pyle. 4 minutes to go, 46-27 Blue Hill. Our seeds to success are brought to you by Craig Weeches. And head coach Tim Streff wanted a timeout, didn't get it. Now Willicott has it bang off her leg. grabs the ball in the corner, and now the timeout by Coach Streff, who was trying to get it earlier. And still displeased that the official wasn't paying attention. So a timeout going to be called here by Blue Hill, leading it by 19, 46-27. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. With 3:44 to go, we'll take a quick break. Be right back.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weech, is your Pioneer seed professional. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weech, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. And for Blue Hill, their Seeds to Success tonight on the give and go on the inbounds. The shot is missed by Hubble, and Kring gets the rebound. But it was getting Willicott involved in the second half. Their leading scorer at 21.5 points per ball game. And they finally got things going late third and into the fourth quarter, where she has 12 points. She's always done the job on a board, and the defense also for the Bobcats have forced 20 turnovers. But again, strangely enough, not on the press. That's where we thought the troubles would be tonight that they could create. Blue Hill on defense again, driving the baseline. Wells tries to force it into the paint. There is Snell, but at 5-4, nowhere to go. The ball is blocked out by Adrian Lipker and taken away. At the other end, Axtell knocks it away but can't keep it in bounds. And Axtell's going to sub in Sophie Melema and Season Melema. So the original five back on the floor now for Axtell. Blue Hill ball on the baseline, leading at 46-27. 3:20 to go in the game. On their way to the state tournament for the fifth time in school history. Looking for their first ever state tournament win. And you've got to think a decent draw. Reach-in foul called on Kit Wells, her third, the team's fourth. And they'll chuck it in the backcourt, just trying to use a little time. Hernandez Pyle dribbles left wing. Wells still trying to poke at the basketball. There's a five-second count. Just the third turnover of the half here on Axtell, or on Blue Hill. Looking at those wild cards, by the way, in Class D1. And we'll do that here momentarily as Axtell brings the ball up the floor. Hannah Kring, three-point land. Looks for somebody to get it to Miller. Her three-pointer again, too strong off the glass. Run down, loose on the floor. Ends up in the hands of Miller after there was a tussle for it. So Reagan will get it to Wells. Back over to Melema. 2:45 to go. Season can't get a shot away to Miller. Holds the ball above her head at the top of the circle. Over to Sophie. Back over to Wells. Here's a three-pointer. It's short, no good. Rebound brought down by Lipker. And if you're looking at a possible matchup, they could be looking at Fullerton, most likely, who's setting fourth and doesn't play tonight. Or you get the Humphrey St. Francis Howells Dodge winner from tonight. I think Blue Hill would take that Fullerton matchup. And as they continue to work it, and a reach-in foul here on Kit Wells will be her fourth. You don't want the senior Kit to foul out. Blue Hill has not tangled with Fullerton this year. 2:14 to go. The new Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show will be coming up. So stay with us for that. Blue Hill turning it up here in the second half as Lipker will throw it in. Guarded there by Melema, lobs it over the top, gets it to Kenzie Hubble. Just dribbling in place, now finds Komacher. Snell trying to catch her. Back out to Willicott. Kring on her as the Bobcats have went into their stall game, as they should. 2 minutes to go, 19-point lead. Komacher with it. Axtell has been forced to go man-to-man. But a lot of screening, a lot of weave game. Just set the screen, come up, get the ball. With it up top, Hubble. 1:43 to go, and finally a reach-in foul. Going to be called here on Ashley Snell, her third. Sixth team foul. Stopping the clock with 1:42 to go. And the Bobcats will throw it into the backcourt. Hubble with the basketball, slowly brings it across the timeline. Bobcats are dribbling around. Axtell is not trying to foul. Can't get a steal. And Blue Hill doing a good job of just dribbling around. 2 or 3, 4 seconds, then they pass the ball. 1:20 to go. And Blue Hill is going to win their 20th consecutive basketball game. Come out, body up Willicott. She ends up on the ground and no foul. And now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Ashley Snell, her fourth. But Blue Hill, on this possession, used 1.5 minutes so far. And at the line will be Lene Komacher. She's got 11 points, the only 3 of the game for Blue Hill. She's 4 of 6 at the free throw line. And she'll shoot the 1-1 here with 1:15 to go. So Blue Hill methodically got the job done. Free throw up and in. Sutton leading in their game tonight, 40-27 with 1.5 minutes to go. And the bonus free throw now for Komacher on the way, and it is good. 48-27. And dribbling it down the middle of the floor. Left wing, Melama puts it up, no good for season. Rebound brought down by Hernandez Pyle. 1 minute to go. Long outlet pass to Komacher, but no need to attack the bucket, so she'll dribble it out towards midcourt. And I would imagine we're going to see maybe a timeout and a clearing of the benches here, or a foul and a clearing of the benches. Kring reaches in, called for the foul. And for Hannah, that'll be her third. And we'll see what the coaches decide to do here. 51 seconds remaining. Back in is Strasburg for Blue Hill and Trampy for Axtell. And we'll be covering the Blue Hill Bobcats at the State Girls Tournament next week. On the breeze, 94.5. Willicott's free throw is good. Willicott with 13 in the second half. 49-27. Second free throw for Willicott, and it is good. 8 in the corner, 19 in the game. 50-27. Axtell will bring it into the front court with the dribble as Kitwell's over to Trampy. Against the extended 2-3 zone. Miller dribbles between it into the paint. Pulls up from 10. Shot no good. Rebound grabbed down by Lipker. Outlet pass. They're going to try to find Komacher. She'll take it in. Shot no good. Rebound grabbed by Snell. 30 seconds to go as she pushes it into the front court. Lob pass all the way over to Kring. One-on-one against Willicott. Takes it in. They're just letting him play as the shot's no good. And the ball is going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Axtell. Coach Cooksley with 19 seconds left. Bringing some players in that we've seen. But now Coach Streff going to clear the bench for Blue Hill. Blue Hill outscoring Axtell. 29-13 here in the second half. 19 seconds to go. Hafer comes in for Blue Hill. Haley Komacher is going to check in. Strasburg stays in. We've also got Bailey Porter and Taylor Boniface, it looks like. And a turnover for the Bobcats. It's going to give it over to Axtell. They go up top for a three-pointer, Melama. Mella puts it up off the three-point line. It's no good. Rebound grabbed and thrown back up there by Snell. No good. The ball will go out of bounds to Blue Hill with 12 seconds to go. Hafer to throw it in. Gets it into the hands of Porter. Back to Komacher. See if we can get one more bucket here for Blue Hill. Komacher into the front court. The countdown is on. The shot at the buzzer is up, and it is no good, but it doesn't matter. The Blue Hill Bobcats, for the fifth time in school history, are headed to the girls' state basketball tournament. Blue Hill 50 and Axtell 27. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Final stats, coaches, interviews, and more. Stay with us here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Axtell, and Blue Hill.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kid's menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back to Adams Central. It's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. New West certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Final score, 50-27. Blue Hill winning their 20th consecutive basketball game. And the Bobcats will be going to state for the fifth time, the third time in the last six seasons. They lost to St. Pat's in 2012. They lost to Elmwood Murdoch by one in 2010, lost to Elkhorn Valley by two in 2007, and the first time they went, they lost to Kearney Catholic by five back in 1997. Coach Tim Streff will be making his way to our broadcast position to talk about the win here tonight, and we will give you all the final stats, so stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. The D15 champions, the Blue Hill Bobcats. And they do it tonight with a solid second half, 50-27, the final score over Axtell. And head coach Tim Streff joins us here. And, coach, it took a little while to get going, but the good thing was is that your defense was so good, it allowed time for your offense to get going here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we preach defense all year. Some nights you're not hitting on offense, and you got to rely on your defense. And tonight was one of those nights. They changed stuff up. You know, they didn't press like they normally did. I think they figured they were going to have a tough time in a full court with us, but they did a great job defensively on us.
I thought, and we kind of talked about it before the game with you and Coach Cooksley, that a big part of this game would be you trying to force turnovers with your press You forced turnovers, but it wasn't necessarily with the press.
No, I mean, we can create turnovers in our half-court offense, too, or defense. I mean, those two girls we have on top, Lene and Kenzie, are so quick. They create a lot of matchup problems.
McKenzie ends up with 19 points, 10 rebounds unofficially in the game tonight. What did you do differently to try and get her the ball as you did more effectively in the second half?
You know, I don't know if we really did anything differently. I think Aiden Lipker did a good job finding her. Lipker played a great game tonight, hit some shots at the high post, and finding the open girl too.
How much does it, I don't know if hurt's the right word, but when you don't make the outside shots because you got the guards that can hit the 15-footer or the threes and you don't hit one until the game's no longer in doubt, how does that hurt your offense?
Well, obviously, if a team's in the zone, you're going to have to hit some perimeter shots, and we didn't early on in most of the game. You know, we could have opened it up, I suppose, a little bit more, obviously, if we hit those shots. But in the second half, I thought we did a good job on the offensive boards. You know, some of those shots we missed, we got and put back in.
Talking with Blue Hill coach Tim Streff here after their 50-27 victory, holding Axtell to 13 in the second half, but you held them to 14 in the first half, so it was an equal job. But it looked like you put an even more concentrated effort on Kring in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, she did a – Kring's a great ball player. She's very athletic, and she's a tough matchup in the post because she kind of plays like a guard. She does a good job of driving to the basket, and we just talked about anytime she touched it, we had to throw two girls at her.
Now you're back to the state tournament. The school has been there four times, and most of the games have been very, very close. Obviously, the next thing is to scratch out a win at the state tournament. It looks like almost 100% like you're going to get Fullerton after the way things went tonight. Just your thoughts on having a little pressure, obviously, trying to be that first team to win a state tournament game.
Oh, you know, obviously, those years passed. We've had some good teams. But this team's pretty special. I think they have the makeup to go make a deep run at state tournament, but the first one's always the toughest one to get for some reason. But this group has the confidence that, you know, we'll take a look at Fullerton, see what they do, and work for Thursday.
Is there anything, since you've taken the team down there, and they've all been almost the last time St. Pat's pulled away, but you've had a couple of them that were one-possession games. Yeah. Now that you've had the experience, do you do anything different?
No, I don't think so. We do what we have to do. You know, we're not going to reinvent the wheel and do a lot of different things. You know, we're going to come out and play zone. We're going to try to pound it inside. We're going to hit the open shots on the outside when it's there. If they're a team that we think we can pressure and create some transition points, we'll do that.
Well, Tim, a solid workmanlike victory for your girls tonight. Now go take some pictures.
All right, thank you.
See you at state.
All right.
Tim Streff, head coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats. We'll be back and look at the numbers right after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We're live at Adams Central, where
Tonight's D15 district final is in the books. Brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Blue Hill pulls away from a seven-point halftime lead to win it 50-27 over Axtell, holding the Cats 9 points below their lowest output of the year. And Coach Kelly Cooksley joins us here, and that's the story. I think, Kelly, yeah. If you said Blue Hill was going to be at that 50-point mark, you would have taken that.
Yeah, I would have, you know, but you know, we had some chances to make some plays tonight, and you know, we had open shots, and I think we tried to turn it, or we tried to get the next best shot, and it ended up being turnovers. And if you're going to beat a good team, you got to make plays and make some shots, and we didn't shoot very well. And you know, that's a lot of Blue Hill's defense when you got some girls that can just hang out in the lane, and you know, takes away a lot of your drive and stuff like that. But kids played hard. I mean, that's all I can ask. So,
as we said with Coach Streff, and the term, I guess, is ugly, for as ugly as that first quarter was and neither team making shots, they didn't let you get the lead for a mini upset, you know, get the momentum going. But you didn't let them pull away either.
Yep. And I told our girls, one of the keys to our game plan was, you know, they have these quarters where they outscore you 12-10. You know, 13-9 or something. And then they have a 21-7 quarter, and that just, you know, turns a 6-point game into a 20-point game going into the fourth. And, you know, I mean, hey, I don't know what it was going on. I think we're down 10 going into the fourth or something like that. And, I mean, that's a couple field goals, you know, and you're right back in it. And, but, you know, we had to start playing some passing lanes and stuff. And Mackenzie Willicott, there's a reason she's going to be an All-Stater, and she kind of took over the game.
And touching on the main theme one more time that we talked about before the game was turnovers against their press. That wasn't where the turnovers occurred here tonight.
You know, like I said, you know, we just tried to get the next best thing. And unfortunately, you know, I do have some youth on our team. And you know, instead of trying to make plays, they tried to make that great play and when they should have just probably shot the ball. And, you know, we can live with that. But like I said, kids played hard, and, you know, I thought we did a good job of preparing for their pressure and stuff, and, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
I kind of got the feeling, too, that the rebounding edge was supposed to go to Blue Hill tonight, and it did not. I have you one more, but you did not lose the battle of the boards.
Yeah, I thought the first half, you know, we did a good job of, you know, like I said before the game, I said we got to get back in transition, and I thought we did a fairly good job of that. And then we outworked them and out-rebounded them in the first half. I'm sure Coach Streff talked about that at halftime. And then there was a spot in the third quarter where we gave up, I think, three offensive rebound putbacks that just kind of, you know, you can't – I mean, we're doing it to guards and stuff, not even Willicott or Lipker. And, you know, you can't have those things if you want to pull off the upset. But, you know, they did a great job of rebounding. They battled.
Well, I know Coach Streff thinks his team can get their first win at state and maybe be playing on Saturday next week. So a solid basketball team. The 10-game winning streak comes to an end. A 20-win season can never be sneezed at.
No.
And you're going to have some kids back, but the one problem that you do have is you don't have any juniors that played a lot of varsity minutes for you, so you're still going to be a little young, but you had three seniors that really contributed in your top six.
Yeah.
And you're going to miss them.
Those kids, I tell you what, you know, Sam Trampy, she did a great job this year. There were times where, you know, we were at a crossroads with her, and a tribute to her that she came back and fought and, you know, got better so she could see more time on the floor. You know, you got Kit Wells, you know, she's got some things going on in her life that, you know, no kid should really have to go through. And, you know, she's been a warrior. And, and Hannah, I mean, geez, the kids never played a full season of anything until this year. And, I mean, kid's a stud, too. And, I mean, I can't ask anything more out of our seniors. You know, very good leaders and very good role models for our younger kids, which we have a ton of. So,
well, next season will be here before we know it.
Yep.
Kelly, always appreciate watching the Wildcats. Great season, my
yep,
man.
I appreciate it, Doug. Thanks for your coverage. You're the best in the biz, bud.
Thanks. Appreciate the kind words. That's Kelly Cooksley, head girls coach here at Axtell. Couldn't get it going offensively tonight as they fall 50-27 to Blue Hill. Back on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, final stats and other district finals right after this.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Here's a few of the final scores that we have for you. Sandhills-Thetford beats Bertrand tonight 50-43. Kearney Catholic was in a battle through the first three quarters, but they pull away from Central City 50-29 in the fourth quarter. They pull away and win it, almost the same score as we had here. Some other scores that I do have to pass along to you. Sutton is going to pick up the win. We don't know exactly what the final was, but they were up double digits with a minute to go. Hastings has just completed a win over Holdridge, 52-41. The Lady Tigers going to state. Giltner beats Spalding Academy, 51-40. Hastings St. Cecilia, they're headed to state, beating Centura, 55-40. O'Neill St. Mary's over South Loop, 66-17. And again here, 50-27 for Axtell. 3 points tonight for Kitwell. She had one rebound. And that was kind of, in a 23-point game, it's hard to go back and point at one play, but Wells finally got something going there in the third quarter. Axtell had the ball down eight and threw it right into the hands of Blue Hill's Kenzie Hubble, who went coast to coast and made one of many layups tonight and shots in the paint if they weren't layups. And it took it from what could have been a 6-point game right back to a 10-point game. And after that, Axtell didn't do anything offensively, really, the rest of the ball game. So 3 points, one rebound for Kit Wells. Reagan Miller, two rebounds. Sam Trampy, three rebounds. Jordan Popple, 3 points. Ashley Snell, five rebounds. Season Melima hit a three-pointer, the only one of the game for Axtell. She had five rebounds. Sophie Melima, 5 points, two rebounds. And Hannah Kring led the way with 13 points, eight rebounds, and two block shots. 15 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, and 5 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, and 0 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 13 in the first half, and 7 in the second half. Axtell had 14 points in the first half, 13 in the second, and the Wildcats finished with 27 points, 26 rebounds. 8 out of 11 at the free throw line, 1 of 16 from three-point land, 3 blocks, 20 turnovers, and Axtell will end their season at 20-6. We'll look at the final numbers for Blue Hill next.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from a wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go go see Carlo and the gang at Statler & Men on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get. New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage, or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
Back on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final numbers now for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Kenzie Hubble running the point tonight, 8 points, 1 rebound. Eurico Hernandez-Pyle, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Lene Komacher, 13 points, 5 rebounds. Lindsay Hafer had 1 rebound. Mackenzie Willicott led all players tonight with 19 points, 10 rebounds, and a block. Adrian Lipker had 6 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks. And Sydney Strasburg had 2 points. 13 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half. A perfect 6 of 6 in the second half, including 4 of 4 from Lene Komacher. 3-point shooting, 0 of 9 in the first half and 1 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 4 in the second half of play. Blue Hill had 21 points at halftime. They scored 29 in the second half. And finish with 50 points, 25 rebounds, 9 out of 14 at the free throw line, 1 of 11 from 3-point land, 4 block shots, 12 turnovers, and Blue Hill wins their 20th consecutive ball game to improve to 22-2 with a 50-27 win over Axtell, and almost certainly will play Fullerton in the 3:45 game Thursday in Lincoln at the state tournament at Southwest. We'll take another break and recap all the finals right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, here's what we have for you. We don't have all the final scores in yet. From C1, Shadron has beaten Ainsworth tonight 46-39. Kearney Catholic over Central City 50-29. And those are the only two C1 scores so far. In C2, Sutton over Nebraska Christian 45-28. Guardian Angels over Twin River 85-38. Crofton beat Plainview 65-19. St. Cecilia over Centura 55-40. It was UTAN now beating Freeman 53-43. That leaves St. Pat's and Hemingford as the only game left to go in C2. In D1, a limited number of games here for you. St. Mary's, O'Neill St. Mary's thumps South Loop 66-17. Of course, our game, Blue Hill over Axtell 50-27. Dundee County Stratton beat Brady 72-40. Howells Dodge edged Humphrey St. Francis 56-53. It looks like St. Francis, though, would get the wild card. St. Pat's has edged Hemingford tonight 51-49. And let me say that right, Hemingford.
St. Pat's over Hemingford. In D2, it was Mullen over Juanita Palisade, 60-50. Sandhill Stedford over Bertrand, 50-43. Giltner beat Spalding Academy tonight, 50-41. Sacred Heart playing Hampton, Why Not playing Stewart and Layton. A later game tonight playing Crawford. Also tonight in Class B, Hastings beat Holdridge 52-41. York beat Beatrice. That hadn't happened in a while, has it, in the postseason, 52-46. Pius beat Platteview 50-36. Now Norfolk Catholic a winner over West Point Beamer by a score of 49-30. Norfolk Catholic over West Point Beamer 49-30 in Class C1. Again, the final here, 50-27. 19 points, 10 rebounds from Mackenzie Willicott, the All-Stater for Blue Hill. 13 for Lene Komacher. Hannah Kring of Axtell had 13-8. We'll take a final break and wrap things up after this on the New West postgame show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Once again, I know a lot of folks are driving home from your district basketball games, maybe wondering how some of the teams did. I'm going to run them by for you one more time. But a reminder that tomorrow, A and B boys districts get underway. We will have the Kearney High at Omaha Central game, 5:30 from Omaha on ESPN 1460. Also on ESPN tomorrow morning, it is the state wrestling duels. Starts at 9 o'clock with the A and D quarters, then the B and C at 10:30. Those will be on ESPN until about 4, and then the final two rounds beginning at 5 o'clock will be here on Classic Hits 98.9. Monday night, we have got a ton of basketball games coming your way in the Class C districts. Central Catholic Gothenburg from Kearney High will be here on Classic Hits. St. Cecilia Ravenna from Central Catholic. Five district games with Adams Central, Hastings, and those will be on 1230 AM KHAS. Then on Tuesday, Kennesaw Amherst, Classic Hits 98.9. Wilcox Hildreth Riverside will be on the Breeze 94.5, and more of the B district will be on 1230 KHAS. And if Kearney High wins on Saturday, we'll also have their district final next week. So I think that's got us all covered. A couple more scores are rolling in. And there have been some close ones, and there have been some not close ones here tonight. So let's run down what we have for you. And in Class B tonight, your winners included York over Beatrice, Lincoln Pius X over Platteview, Elkhorn over Omaha Roncalli, all in Class B, and Hastings beat Holdridge 52-41. In C1, it was Lincoln Christian, a late start, but they lead Fairbury 48-29 in the fourth. Bishop Newman beat North Bend 65-44. Norfolk Catholic over West Point Beamer 49-30. Kearney Catholic over Central City 50-29. Shadron over Ainsworth 46-39. The only score we do not have is Fall City and Concordia. In C2, we've got them all. It was UTAN over Freeman 53-43. Sutton over Nebraska Christian 45-28. Guardian Angels over Twin River, 85-38. Crofton continues their winning streak. They bomb Plainview, 65-19. St. Cecilia over Centura, 55-40. And North Platte St. Pat's edges Hemingford, 51-49. In D, it was Howells Dodge over Humphrey St. Francis, 56-53. Emerson Hubbard over Creighton, 56-46. O'Neill St. Mary's over South Loop, 66-17. Our game had Blue Hill over Axtell, 50-27. And Dundee County Stratton over Brady, 72-40. In D2, Fall City Sacred Heart beats Hampton, 53-23. Why Not edges Stewart, 53-52. It was Giltner over Spalding Academy, 50-41. Sandhill Stedford over Bertrand, 50-43. And Mullen over Juanita Palisade, 60-50, the final score. And Concordia leading Falls City 32-16 after three quarters of play. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Don't forget, the Hastings women play at Concordia tomorrow in the GPAC semifinals at 3. UNK wraps up the regular season at Central Oklahoma. The Husker women will host Ohio State Sunday at 4 in the regular season finale. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Again, the final score, Blue Hill 50, Axtell 27. We'll talk to you tomorrow from the State Wrestling Duels at the UNK Health and Sports Center. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.